Cosmo and the Magic Sneeze, written by Gwyneth Rees and read by Sophie Aldred.
Chapter 1. Cosmo hated it when his mother gave him one of her really thorough washes. Her tongue was relentless as it cleaned his face, under his chin, the top of his head, and even inside his ears. That bit was ticklish, and Cosmo always wriggled, but his mother just placed her big white paw on top of him to stop him getting away. Cosmo's mother was called India, and she was a beautiful, pure white, short-haired cat with emerald green eyes. Her great-great-great-grandmother had been a cat of a high pedigree, flown to this country from India when her human family had moved here.
"Are there witch cats in India too?"
Cosmo asked her now, as India finished licking and moved back to inspect her work.
"Of course," his mother answered, "and in China and Africa and Australia and every other country in the world. Now sit there and keep clean until your father arrives. If I see you move from that spot, there'll be trouble."
"I'm glad your ancestors came from India," Cosmo chattered, "because it's such a beautiful name. It would have been awful if your ancestors came from a country with a horrible name, wouldn't it?"
His mother just smiled and said that if they had, then she wouldn't have been named after it.
"You'd have been named Snowy or something like that, wouldn't you, Mother?" Cosmo said. "Like that white cat down the road."
"I don't think I would ever have been named anything as common as that," India replied.
Sometimes she found herself sounding a little bit snobbish, although she tried not to be. She was always having to remind herself that just because she had pedigreed ancestors, it didn't make her any better than other cats, especially in this family, when all that mattered was whether you were a witch cat or not. And she wasn't. She looked at her 6-month-old kitten with pride. Cosmo was nearly all black like his father, but had white paws and a white tip to his tail. Cosmo was her first kitten, an only one, and India thought him so beautiful that it constantly surprised her that other cats in the street didn't stop to admire him more than they did. Today was the day India had been dreading ever since Cosmo had been born. If only Cosmo's father, Mephisto, was an ordinary cat like her, instead of belonging to a long line of witch cats.
"Mother, tell me again what's going to happen today," Cosmo said.
His mother tried to sound calm as she replied,
"You were to be tested to see if you were a witch cat like your father or just an ordinary cat like me."
The witch cat test involved mixing a drop of a special clear magic potion with a drop of kitten blood and seeing if the blood changed colour from red to green.
"I hope I'm a witch cat," Cosmo said enthusiastically.
Witch cats were different to ordinary cats. Only witch cats could assist witches with their spells and get to ride on a broomstick and do all the other exciting things Cosmo's father had told him about. India hoped he was too, even though she had never liked the witch Mephisto worked with, who was called Sybil. It was a good thing to be a witch cat, though, and if Cosmo passed the test, India knew that Mephisto would be very proud and pleased. Witch cats were becoming quite rare and difficult to get hold of, and witches paid a lot of money to buy new ones. As well as helping generally in all witching activities, witch cats were especially valued for their powerful sneezes. India hadn't noticed anything special about Cosmo's sneezes so far, but Mephisto had told her that didn't mean anything. A witch cat's sneeze was only magical if it was mixed with the other ingredients of a spell, and even then the sneeze of a kitten like Cosmo might not contain that much magic power. That was why the only true way to determine whether a kitten was going to turn into a witch cat was to perform the special blood test. India turned to look at the huge black cat entering their home through the gap in the garage door. Mephisto had the shiniest jet black coat of any cat India had ever seen, and the darkest green eyes. His big paws were twice the size of her delicate white ones. No wonder she had fallen in love with him when they'd met by the goldfish pond last year.